Today, the freelance platform that will use AI to build you your own custom agency. Twitter's new shopping tool reminds consumers to buy your product. Why Google is removing your brand's legitimate reviews. And a big change to how LinkedIn handles connection requests. It's Thursday, June 9th. I'm Steph Gunn filling in for Todd Maffin. Here is what you missed today in digital marketing. Could AI be your agency's biggest competitor? Fiverr, the online marketplace for freelancer services, announced today that it is joining the advertising industry with a new platform called Together. Together uses AI to team up creatives from around the world to collaborate on advertising campaigns. The platform's algorithm, dubbed Creative Genome, builds virtual teams from a group of pre-vetted talent and connects them with brands and agencies on an individual project basis. According to Fiverr, when matching a client's needs with creatives, the AI takes into account past awards they've won, campaigns they've managed or staffed, and agencies and brands that they've already worked with. The company claims its new tool is flipping the agency model on its head, since agencies can't keep up with today's fast-paced marketing environment. For brands, Fiverr promotes Together as a way to streamline the hiring process by eliminating many of the business side negotiations and time-consuming tasks of finding talent. The site launched today, and I played around with it a bit. Here's how Together works. First, it asks you what you need, be it brand strategy, creative, product launch, or something else. Then it asks you to specify the channels you're interested in, such as video or social. Finally, you specify your industry, budget, and brands that inspire you. Then the magic of the machine learning matches you with a team. But when I tried it out, my results said, we don't seem to have an available team that matches your project scope. Despite the Elon Musk chaos, or perhaps because of it, Twitter continues to push out new features. The company is testing a new shopping feature called Product Drops. With Product Drops, merchants will be able to add a Remind Me button to their brand's tweets about upcoming launches or sales of limited edition items. Consumers can also click the brand's tweet to view a product details page, which includes price, pictures, and product description. It also includes a clickable hashtag that shows what other shoppers are saying about the product. On launch day, consumers will get an in-app notification 15 minutes before and at the time of the drop. When they click the notification, they will see a shop on website button. It could be a great tool for in-demand products to allow shoppers to be the first to shop the products on your website. Twitter is currently only testing the Product Drops feature with select partners. Have you ever wondered what it's like to walk in Bezos' shoes? Well, now you can. Today, Amazon announced it's dipping its toes, literally, into AR shopping with a new mobile tool called Virtual Try-On for Shoes. Now, customers can tap the Virtual Try-On button below the product image and point their camera at their feet to see how the shoes will look on them from every angle. Shoppers can change the colors of the footwear by scrolling through the carousel of options without having to exit the AR experience, and take a picture of the virtual shoe and share the photo to social media. According to the company, in addition to shoes, consumers can also virtually try on eyewear and t-shirts. Currently, the feature is available for iOS users in the US and Canada and is offered on shoes from brands such as Puma, Reebok, Adidas, and more. Amazon plans to add more brands and styles in the future and expand the feature to Android users. If your brand or business is missing Google reviews, this could be why. Several Google product experts have noted that the search giant is on a review takedown spree, near media reports. One product expert tracked missing review complaints in the Google Business Profile forums and found takedown complaints rose dramatically in March of this year. According to the expert, April and May also saw historically high levels. Despite it only being June 9th, monthly complaints for June are also at a record high. Why is this happening? The Google product expert suggests that it's a result of a poorly trained AI on a takedown tear. As a result of Google stepping up its efforts to reduce review spam, legitimate reviews are getting hit. What can your business do? According to a Google product expert, you can try to recover these missing reviews by contacting Google support with the content of the reviews. If the review has not been recovered after 5 business days, you can escalate the issue to the Google Business Profile email forum and ask a product expert to escalate the case.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From removing your reviews to updating its API, the Google Ads API version 11 is now available. Among the changes, you can now view the status information about a campaign being upgraded to Performance Max, added support of the manual CPA bidding strategy, the Maximize Conversions bidding strategy, and ad schedules for local services campaigns. And they've also added a few new fields to retrieve co-viewing metrics in Reach Forecast. The tech giant also discontinued the AdWords API back in April, which will completely stop working at the end of July. To use some of the version 11 features, you will need to upgrade your client libraries and client code. Google said the updated client libraries and code examples will be published next week. This being an API, of course, it's mostly meant for developers or third-party tools, but these releases do provide us with a bit of insight into what's to come on those platforms. LinkedIn launched some new features yesterday, in addition to the ones we reported on, adding more tools to its creator mode, including expanding audio event access. Now anyone who has creator mode turned on and meets community guidelines has hosting access. LinkedIn's also adding a new option for professionals to add a link to the top of their profile. With creator mode, you can now add a link so that your audience can learn more about you or your brand. The professional network is also improving how people can discover you off of the app. Soon the platform will add a link and a button to creator mode, which members can share or embed on emails, websites, blogs, and more. Finally, and this one's important if you use LinkedIn a lot, from here on in, connection requests will automatically become followers. LinkedIn now adds a user as a follower if they send a connection request to a user whose creator mode is turned on, regardless of whether or not you accept their request. Similar to when you follow someone on Instagram who has a public profile. YouTube is testing a new critical alerts feature that will let you know when your audience engagement is dropping. Creators will now be notified of audience impacts by the alerts and then referred to information pages on how to address key elements. YouTube said the alert process aims to make analytics more understandable for brands and creators. The platform is also testing moving the channel navigation bar from the top of the screen to beneath the channel header in the mobile app. They say this will provide easier access to subscription and store options. Finally, YouTube says some users have been experiencing problems with its cross-channel live redirect feature. As a result, the platform will remove the option for the moment while it works on a solution. TikTok unveiled new features today to help combat its own addictive algorithm. Soon the app will let people control how much time they spend on it by enabling regular screen time breaks. Similar to Netflix's Loathed, Are You Still Watching? These prompts will remind people to take a break after a certain amount of time. Its new screen time dashboard will also give its user data about how much time they are spending on the app. I do think that this is a slightly better option than the videos that shame you for scrolling for too long. I've had to ban myself from an AI website. It's called DALL-E Mini. and it's an AI model that generates images from any prompt that you give it. You've probably seen some of the hilarious and equally horrifying images circulating the internet. Some of my favorites that I've created so far have been Dolly Parton swimming in Jell-O, Justin Trudeau holding a banana. Then things started getting weird when I looked up Danny DeVito eating pineapple, and finally I had to completely cut myself off after looking up Queen Elizabeth as a baby, because it was nightmare fuel. Almost 900 digital marketers just like you are in our Slack community. Inside, you'll find great advice on campaign setup and scaling. Jobs get posted there. People use it to get advice, all sorts of stuff. It's free to join, so join us. You can just tap the link in the show notes or go to todayanddigital.com/Slack. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.